Well, we're on the telephone this afternoon with Joel Harris. Joel is Vice President of Operations for Harris Vaccines, which is headquartered in Ames, Iowa. Joel, some big news for your company announced this week, the awarding of a $1 million plus contract from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to develop a foot and mouth disease vaccine. This has to be pretty exciting news for you.
Oh, yeah, we're very excited.
So tell me about how this developed. Give us a little background.
Well, it started as a research collaboration with the USDA and their research team on Plum Island, which is off the east coast of the U.S., and the Department of Homeland Security. And basically, it's to look, what we propose is to look at a different way of responding to a possible outbreak of foot and mouth disease.
Okay, and so when you say a different way, what do you mean by that?
Well, this grant really focuses on a what we like to call a rapid response approach. Instead of stockpiling, you know, millions of doses of vaccine against, you know, a predicted strain, what we're proposing is that when the outbreak occurs, we respond as quickly as possible, and within 4 weeks, we can produce a vaccine that's genetically identical to what's happening in the field.
Now, as you note here in the news release, the United States has been free of foot and mouth disease virus since 1929, but I understand the disease still represents quite a threat to U.S. agriculture should we ever have an outbreak.
Right, and you know, just as recently as 10 years, there was severe outbreaks in the United Kingdom, and then in the last, I think, 2 to 3 years, South Korea had a very economically devastating outbreak in both swine and cattle. So the threat is, you know, very real, and would be devastating to swine imports in particular, or swine exports in particular.
Right. So it says you will be developing an RNA particle vaccine. Explain that if you would.
You know, the bottom line is that we've been working the last 3 years to get this RNA particle technology approved by the USDA, and that actually was a big milestone for us a month ago. About a month ago, we received our first USDA licensed product for swine influenza, and it uses this technology where we're able to produce a very powerful vaccine without traditional vaccine production. So all we need is a gene from the virus to make a vaccine. And we take that gene and put it in our platform and can rapidly crank out a vaccine.
Now, also note here that it says this technology allows for the vaccine to be manufactured without actually handling the infectious FMD virus.
Right. That's something that traditional vaccine companies had struggled with until recently. So, you know, we're one of two or three that I'm aware of that can actually produce a vaccine without bringing in the live virus. Traditional killed or modified live vaccines require amplification of the live virus, and that's not the case with our technology.
So the key here then, as I understand it then, is that, I mean, this is something where, as you said, you don't have to produce a tremendous amount of this, but with the rapid response technology that you have, you could still produce the vaccine quickly if needed.
Right. So the grant focuses on kind of a proof of concept that, you know, that we can take the gene that Department of Homeland Security gives us, make a vaccine quickly, and then toward the end of the grant, the goal they set for us is, can we generate 50 and 100,000 doses in about 2 months? So, and we're very confident that we can accomplish these tasks they've put in front of us.
Okay, so what is your timeline then for getting this done?
About 34 months. So it's milestone driven. And once it's broken into about 3 milestones. And once we accomplish one, we can move on to the next.
And of course, this coming through the Department of Homeland Security, I guess, would indicate that they probably have a concern about bioterrorism at some point, or the possibility of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always a concern. A lot of the advances in this technology came out of the U.S. Army, actually, and was a response to September 11th and the possibility for other biological threats. So, our concern mostly is in the veterinary field and agriculture, and that's what we hope to prove to be a viable defense for the government. I think it's important to highlight that, another big key in this is that the technology allows us to differentiate infected from vaccinated animals. And we refer to that as DEVA vaccines. It's key in eradication and then also in an outbreak situation. Finally, we're just excited that, it's about time that technology like this become available. Of course, we're working really hard to get the verification from the USDA that this method or this vaccine production technology is valid, is efficacious and safe, and we're excited that another government agency also recognizes the need for technology like this.